AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. was ready to strike Iran militarily, then suddenly, President Trump called off the mission, we're told. This would have been payback for Iran's shootdown of a U.S. surveillance drone.
A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that limited strikes on Iran were recommended by the Pentagon among the options for retaliation and would have included targeting radar and missile batteries. But approval was quickly withdrawn. No shots fired, no missiles launched. The New York Times has reported that President Trump had approved limited strikes and then called them off. But the White House has declined comment on whether President Trump changed his mind. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iran expert Sanam Vakil says this may not be the final word.
President Trump's advisors are very much leaning towards a response. So how that debate is played out within the administration is going to be important to watch.
Many air travelers will feel the effects of this tension between the U.S. and Iran. The FAA is banning U.S.-registered aircraft from flying over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman.
While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. International carriers also say they'll avoid the area as well. Matt Small, Washington.
In Philadelphia, residents heard and felt explosions as a fire broke out early this morning at an oil refinery. The fire's been contained. Nobody hurt that we know of. We don't know yet what caused the fire. Pope Francis calling for change in the way theology is taught in Catholic schools. He says students have to learn how Jews and Muslims think so they can all get along better. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers with the University of California Davis Immigration Law Clinic visited a border detention site in Clint, Texas. They say the conditions for children there are dangerous.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a border patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
A Syrian refugee charged with plotting to bomb a Pittsburgh church to inspire followers of the Islamic State is due in federal court today for a routine hearing. He came to the U.S. as a refugee in 2016. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.